Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
Well, I got a question for you first. What company is this?
Okay, so we are a third-party call center that deals with a variety of online vendors.
Okay, because I received a bill with this phone number and somebody charged something to my card with your phone number. And I'm trying to find out what it is and who it is.
Okay, just hold one moment. Okay, so I have to actually get your account pulled up first to see exactly what it is that you have with us.
I don't have an account. That's why I'm trying to figure out how somebody got my card. I'm trying to figure out what was, you know, where this is charged to.
It's okay, what's your zip code?
34746.
Your first and last name?
Leona, L-E-O-N-A. Urban, U-R-B-A-N.
Will you verify your shipping address?
1750 Vintage Street, Kissimmee. Florida, 347. Oh, you already got it. All it says is contact True Vivid.
Okay, this here, you have this tactical bag.
Excuse me?
I do see here you have this tactical bag.
I didn't order $67 worth of stuff, though. That's what I'm trying to figure out. And this is today. What date did I do the bags?
Okay, it was on March 23rd, where you paid $5.74.
Okay, so why am I getting a bill for $67? And how can I contact them, for that matter?
Well, this is the company that you ordered it with.
Okay, so how do I find out what's going on? Because if I bought something for $5, I don't know why I was charged $67. I'm trying to figure this out. So I need to figure out who to talk to.
So basically, you paid the $7 and you paid the $5.74. They shipped that out to you as a gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store, and within 48 hours, they billed you for that membership.
No, because what did I do with that email? Because I took that back. I canceled that. So I don't know how come I got charged for it. I have a copy of the email somewhere here.
Okay, so when exactly did you cancel? What was it that was canceled?
The same day. The same day that I ordered.
What was canceled?
The membership.
Okay, let me check. And I'm still here. I'm checking. Just hold one moment.
No problem. I appreciate it. Because they don't tell you about the membership until fine print, and I can't see that well because I'm old, and my glasses aren't up to date either. So, and I told them I can't afford that on my fixed income. So,
yes, well, I do understand. I'm looking at the account; it's not actually showing where you called in. But what I can go ahead and do, I can get that account canceled now.
Okay, can you get that refunded too?
What I can do, I can offer a 35% refund.
God, what can I do? I guess I ain't got much of a choice. But you can cancel it, and I guess I'll have to accept the 35% refund, but it's still not fair that they keep my money for something I already canceled.
Okay, just one moment.
Thank you. I'm not blaming you. I'm just a little perturbed.
Okay, well, let's see. Okay, so that refund will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days, and I've canceled out that account. And I have that confirmation number for you to write as well.
Confirmation number? Oh, for me.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
I thought you were asking me for one. I was like, well, I'm losing my mind.
Really, are you ready to write that confirmation now?
Yes, I am. Go ahead, whenever you're ready.
That'll be C for Charlie.
Okay.
259.
259.
465.
465.
071.
071. Okay. Okie dokie.
Okay, was there anything else that I might help you with today?
Nope, that covers about all I can do, so. All right, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.